Good morning, Dr. Schneer, dictating a 6-minute walk test on Catherine, K-A-T-H-R-Y-N, Farrow, F-A, or F-E-R-R-O. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 4/19/23, Mrs. Farrow performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, rumor saturation was 96%, period. She achieved 326 meters in 6 minutes, and the saturation at the end of the study was 94%, period. She did desaturate transiently at 4 minutes and 21 seconds to 87%, spontaneously recovered to 93% and finished her test. Period of paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance with transient demonstrable hypoxemia, period. Next is a pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry on Carol, C-A-R-Y-L, Portney, P-O-R-T-N-E-Y. This goes to Dr. Pieper and to Dr. Calhoun on 4/19/23. Mrs. Portney performed a pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced capacity was minimally impaired. There was no significant airways obstruction or bronchial reactivity period. Compared to a prior study dated 7/5/17, there's been a drop in forced vital capacity period. A paragraph impression, minimal restriction, without airways obstruction, without bronchial reactivity period. Next, 6-minute walk test on Mark Falk, F-A-U-L-K. This goes to Dr. Newsom. On 4/19/23, Mr. Falk performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the rumor saturation was 97% period. After walking 389 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 96% period. A paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry on Beth Zapola, Z-A-P-O-L-A. This goes to Dr. Holt. On 4/19/23, Mrs. Zapola performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 10/6/22, there's been no significant change period of paragraph impression. Mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on patient John Mitchell. This goes to Dr. Schmitz. On 4/19/23, Mr. Mitchell performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction or bronchial reactivity, period. Depression, normal study. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on patient Christina Weed. This goes to Terry Asbury. On 4/19/23, Mrs. Weed performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction, which completely reversed with bronchodilators, period. Compared to a, there is no prior study, period, and a paragraph impression, minimal reversible airways obstruction, period. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Judith Atherton Dragos. On 4/19/23, Mrs. Atherton Dragos performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 98%, period. At 3 minutes and 58 seconds, she transiently dropped to 87%, was placed on 2 liters of oxygen. Due to discomfort, SATs improved, and she was able to finish the study without further desaturations, nor with supplemental oxygen, period. The patient did achieve 249 meters, and at the end of the study, her saturation was 93%, period, dependent with compression, moderate exercise intolerance with transient demonstrable hypoxemia. Next 6-minute walk test on Denise Fields. This goes to Boylan Spring Lakes Family Medicine. On 4/19/23, Mrs. Fields performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her room saturation was 95%, period. Patient walked 402 meters in 6 minutes, and the saturation remained 95%, period. A paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Denise Fields. This goes to Boyle Spring Lakes Family Medicine. On 4/19/23, Mrs. Fields performed The pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. There's a moderate degree of airway obstruction, significant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 10-4-22. There's been no significant change period in PAGO compression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Stephen, Stephen Kunkel, Kunkel. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 4-19-23, Mr. Kunkel performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired and there was a severity of airway obstruction. Period. After bronchodilators, there was a good response, normalizing the forced vital capacity, but the patient remains with severe airways obstruction. Period. The paragraph, compared to a prior study dated 8-2-22, there's been no significant change period in a paragraph compression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next is a pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry on Stephanie Stiller. This goes to Dr. Bill Poop on 4-19-23. Mrs. Stiller performed pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there was a moderate impairment in flow rates period. The air velocity index was 1 period. The ratio of FVC 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. After bronchodilators, her airway obstruction improved, and the patient is still left with a moderate restrictive lung disorder. Period. In paragraph compression, moderate restriction with a component of airways obstruction responsive to bronchodilators. Next, pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry on Alicia Webster. This goes to Dr. Pieper on 4-19-23. Mrs. Webster performed pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired, and there was a severe impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FVC 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. There's no improvement after bronchodilators. There's no prior studies, period, in paragraph compression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, period. Thank you.